With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Today is the Wisconsin partisan primary. Voters will be selecting each party's candidates that will face off in the November midterm election. WXPR's Katie Thorson shares what to know about today's election.
Four active candidates remain in the once crowded Democratic primary field to succeed outgoing two-term Democratic Governor Tony Evers. State Representative Francisca Hong, a former restaurant owner and Democratic socialist, has emerged as a top contender for the nomination. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley briefly dropped out of the race in July, but re-entered with an endorsement from Evers. Former State Cabinet Secretary Joel Brennan and State Senator Kelda Royce round out the field. The winner of the primary will likely face Republican U.S. Representative Tom Tiffany, who faces minimal opposition for his party's nomination. Also on the ballot in the Northwoods is Tiffany's congressional seat. There are five Republicans and three Democrats on the ballot in the 7th Congressional District. A reminder that Wisconsin is an open primary state, meaning you don't register to a party to vote in their primary, but you can only vote in one party's primary. So, for example, you can't vote for a Democrat in the governor primary and a Republican in the 7th Congressional District primary. Megan Wolf is the Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator.
If a voter does choose to not follow the directions and vote in more than one party's primary, then their votes would not be counted for those contests. And so I think that's probably one of the more, not necessarily challenging, but it's just one of the communication things that we all have in mind as we navigate a partisan primary, just to ensure that voters have those instructions and that their vote is counted.
Locally, there are two Republican candidates running for Iron and Price County sheriffs, where both current sheriffs are not seeking re-election. Price County also has a contested primary for coroner. About half of Wisconsin's 33 Senate seats and all 99 state assembly seats are up in 2026. Republicans hold slight majorities in both chambers. State Democrats made gains in 2024 with redrawn district maps and now believe they could flip control of one or both chambers in November. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Polls are open until 8 p.m. WXPR will be sharing results online at WXPR.org as they come in tonight. If you're still undecided on any races, check out the WXPR Primary Voter Guide to learn more about candidates on the ballot in the Northwoods. It's available at WXPR.org. Wisconsin's Office of Children's Mental Health says that vaping can impact mental health. Director Linda Hall says a third of Wisconsin high school students have tried vaping. She says teens may try vaping thinking it will relieve stress. It might create a quick feeling of relief, but withdrawal symptoms increase stress and anxiety, creating a stress cycle. In that situation, young people may vape again to seek to relieve the stress that was actually caused by the vaping in the first place. She says we need to equip young people with healthy coping skills to prevent this stress cycle. Many Wisconsin communities struggle with what to do about data center development proposals. The Oneida County Planning and Development Committee recently advanced a moratorium to the full county board to provide time to develop regulations. Now the Wisconsin Rapids Planning Commission has voted 6-0 to approve a 12-month moratorium on data centers in that city. The vote came during a major public hearing on the proposed hyperscale data center at the old paper mill site. Marissa Johnson was one of the organizers of efforts related to data centers.
Basically, it would be a one-year, 12-month moratorium that would prevent any data centers from coming here in the next 12 months so that there is, for one, a chance for the rules and regulations to catch up to this industry because it is a free-for-all at this point, and also for us to get our ducks in a row because we do want responsible development. That is the key thing here.
Many cities are trying to figure out how to protect themselves without explicitly banning data centers. Wausau recently adopted a specialized zoning ordinance to define and limit where any future data center could go in the city. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Hunters scouting spots for the upcoming deer season are reminded to avoid placing deer stands in or near ash trees. The Wisconsin DNR says that's because so many of the trees are dead or dying. Emerald ash borer is to blame, with widespread infestations in the north and most ash trees in the southern two-thirds of the state dead or dying. The DNR says trees infested with emerald ash borer can unexpectedly snap or drop large branches. No matter what type of tree is involved, they recommend following basic safety tips for tree stands. That includes using a harness, having 3 points of contact while climbing, and using a haul line to raise and lower bows or firearms. Authorities have released the name of the Madison police officer who shot and killed a 38-year-old black man last month in Madison. Bystanders captured cell phone video of the shooting of Corey Ruiz, which sparked protests and calls from the black community for Madison to address racial justice issues. The Wisconsin Department of Justice said Monday that the officer who shot Ruiz was Kyle Batinger Peterson, who is white and has nearly 11 years of experience in law enforcement. He and three other officers who interacted with Ruiz that day have been placed on paid administrative leave while the state investigates the shooting. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.